Hello again, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Bill.
And I'm Virginia.
So, Virginia, yesterday on the show, we were talking about fortune cookies. We introduced the idea, and we also looked a little bit at the history of fortune cookies. Now, what are they? Well, they're little cookies that you can get sometimes at the end of the meal in a Chinese restaurant, and they'll have a little note inside that tells you your fortune.
That is right. 我们上一次啊，我们讨论到说 fortune cookie 它的由来 the history of the fortune cookie. 还有呢，就是到底 fortune cookie 它是什么东西？原来呢，就是它是一个饼干，然后呢，里面呢有一张纸条 a note. 然后呢，你打开来之后呢，它会 tell your fortune， 然后告诉你今天的运气好不好啊，或者是你的命运如何呢？
Well, today we have a short conversation between Jim and Tony that's going to tell us a little more about the fortune cookie.As we see them opening their cookies and reading their fortunes.
今天啊，我们的主角呢是 Jim 和 Tony 两个人。他们两个啊在餐厅里面呢，就吃饭吃到最后的时候会拿到这 fortune cookie。那我们来看看他们今天呢会遇到什么样的状况，还有他们的对话是如何呢
？Let's go ahead and take a look at today's conversation.
You are in luck.
Conversation A.
I'm ready to get my fortune.
Anytime now.
Here they are.
What does yours say?
You will marry your true love in 1 year. But I don't even have a girlfriend.
That means you'll get one soon. Don't you like Miranda? Go ask her out.
What if she says no?
No, she won't.Just listen to the fortune cookie. This is the chance of a lifetime.
So, what are you doing?
Oh, well, it's any time now. I'm so excited.
Any time for what?
Well, I had a fortune cookie earlier today, and it said that sometime today I was going to have good luck. So it could happen any time now.You know, in our reading, it says any time now, and here it just means that something could happen at any time. So basically, I don't know when.
Bill 真的是很有趣哦，因为他说他的 fortune cookie 里面的讯息 message 跟他说，今天随时随地 any time 都有可能会发生好事情，所以他现在非常非常的紧张。
So, nothing has happened exciting yet, but the day's not over. But you know what? Let's get back to today's conversation. So, Tony is reading his fortune, and he says, you will marry your true love in 1 year. Now, when you marry somebody, well, you basically have a wedding. So, you become husband and wife.
我们现在要讲的单词呢就是 marry. Marry 是动词结婚的意思。那刚刚 Bill 有讲到说当有人要结婚的时候就一定会有一场婚礼婚礼是 wedding wedding marry 呢它本身呢有两种用法一个是主动式一个是被动式的而主动式是 to marry someone Bill can you give us an example for this?
Oh sure let's see Kelly is going to marry Brad how's that?
刚刚 Bill 说呢这是主动式的用法那另外一种被动式用法呢就是 A is married to B. A is married to B. Bill, can I say Kelly is married to Brad?
Well, of course, that'd be perfect. And of course, Kelly married Brad because Brad is Kelly's true love, just like Tony is going to marry his true love in 1 year. Now, hear the idea of a true love.Well, that's the one person that you are really supposed to be in love with because they're the one person in the world you're supposed to marry.
这里啊，我们谈到 true love. True love 的意思是 一生中最爱的人，也就是真爱的意思。那就是我们说用到 true love 的时候，我们通常会说是啊，可能找到自己的 Mr. or Mrs. Right。 Bill, can I ask you a question? Have you found your true love yet?
Oh, have I found my true love? Not that I know of. Do you know someone?
Maybe.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Well, speaking of true love, the problem here is Tony doesn't even have a girlfriend yet.
That's right. It's why Jim suggests to Tony that he ask Miranda out. He says, don't you like Miranda? Go ask her out. Now, when you ask somebody out, it means you ask them if they want to go out on a date with you. So, for example, maybe I should ask this person that you're thinking of, Virginia, out on a date. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, but we'll talk about Tony first. 说 Tony 呢，他想要 ask Miranda out. Ask someone out 的意思呢，就是除了字面上是说，就是问他想不想出来。另外一个意思呢，比较常是说，可能是一方对另外一方有意思的情况下，然后想要跟约他出来啊，可能约会啊、吃饭啊等等。
Of course, Tony's a little worried that Miranda will say no, but then Jim says she won't listen to the fortune cookie. So he's saying, come on, your fortune cookie says you'll find your true love. That's why he says it's the chance of a lifetime. Now, of a lifetime here basically means the only opportunity or chance you'll have in your entire life. So it's like saying anyone's entire life will only have one chance, and this is yours right now.
为什么我们会说 Tony 应该勇往直前的去约 Miranda 出来呢？ To ask her out. 因为 this is a chance of a lifetime.A chance of a lifetime 是一生一次的机会。那我们说 of a lifetime 的时候，我们常常是什么一生的什么或一辈子的什么的意思。Bill, do you want to give an example for this?
Well, how about this? Teaching A plus English with you, Virginia, is the experience of a lifetime.
No, no, 这是我的荣幸才对。
Well, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the second part of today's conversation.
You are in luck.
Conversation B.
What about yours?
Sorry, I really can't say a word. It will bring me bad luck.
It's not that big a deal. Congratulations! Lucky numbers 1, 3, 9, 28, 29, 33. I see. You want to keep all the money for yourself.
No. I was going to surprise you after I win the lottery.
So, Mr. Lucky, do you want to pay for the dinner?
So, Virginia, Jim is kind of hiding something here, isn't he?
Hiding something?因为 hide 呢，除了就是把什么东西隐藏起来的意思，在这里呢，其实是说，就 Jim 呢，他有些话不想要告诉 Tony， 他把一个秘密藏起来了。
That's right. It's why Jim says, "Sorry, I really can't say a word." Now, he doesn't mean he can't speak. He means he's not allowed to speak about something, so he can't talk about something.
这里说 Jim can't say a word.Can't say a word 不是说他不能说话哦，而是他一个字都不能够透露。But why is that? Why can't he say a word?
Well, if he says anything about his fortune, he says it will bring him bad luck. Ooh. Now, bad luck, well, that's when bad things happen to you. Remember, we talked about good luck and bad luck yesterday. So if something brings Jim bad luck, It means it will cause bad things to happen to him.
所以 bring somebody good luck 就是为某人带来好运的意思。当然文章里面我们看到的是 bring somebody bad luck 是为某人带来坏运的意思。这里我们稍微看到动词这个 bring， bring 的三态呢是 bring， brought and brought。
Now, of course, Tony isn't too happy here. He says, it's not that big a deal. So he's saying, come on, Jim, you can tell me what your fortune is. It's not that big a deal. Now, here the idea is a deal is something important, you know, like maybe something important has happened. But if you say it's not that big a deal, it's something that happened, but it's not that important.
文章里面我们是说 not that big a deal 是没什么大不了的意思，可是如果我们把它比较否定的话，是 such a big deal， big deal 的意思呢就是是很重要的一件事情。
So Tony takes the fortune away from Jim. He grabs it away really fast and then he says congratulations. So he's reading the fortune here. Now it looks like Jim hasSome numbers here, lucky numbers. Now when Tony read congratulations, it's basically like saying, good job or great for you. This is a good thing for you. Congratulations is a great word to use when you want to tell someone you're happy for something that's happened to them.
Congratulations 是名词，恭喜的意思。它通常呢都是以复数的形态来使用，像是你可以单单的说 Congratulations， 就是你在恭喜一个人的时候会说的话，或者是另外一个用法 Congratulations on something， 恭喜他为某一件事情恭喜他。Bill, do you want to give example for this?
Well, how about this? Congratulations on winning the lottery.
Bill 给的 example 呢，就是说恭喜你中乐透了。我相信这是每一个人都想听到的一句话。
Now, of course, a lottery, well, this is a contest where you can win a lot of money. You can see there that Tony has these lucky numbers, 1, 3, 9, 28, 29, and 33. Now, everybody knows what this is. If his numbers gets picked, he'll win all the money in the lottery.
我们刚刚说到 winning the lottery， lottery 的意思呢就是乐透。那 Jim 的fortune cookie 的 message 呢告诉他了一连串的数字，这些数字呢就让 Jim 啊想要去买乐透，所以呢他才啊就是鬼鬼祟祟的都不肯跟 Tony 讲说他的 fortune 到底是什么。
Well, I really hope if Jim wins the lottery, he pays for the dinner.
Well, he should if he did win the lottery.、So Bill,What would you do if you won the lottery?
Well, I'd take you out to dinner, of course.
Just dinner? You won the lottery!
I thought I was being nice. Well, we'll talk about this in a moment, but we've got to go to Word Power.
Word Power!
All right, Virginia, let's take a look at today's Word Power words. First word today is Mary. Mary.
Marry, 动词有娶、嫁和结婚的意思。
George really loves Stella. He wants to marry her.
George 非常爱 Stella, 他想娶她。
Alright, the second word today, or is a phrase actually, of a lifetime, of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime 是片语，一生的意思。
You should join the dance club. It's the experience of a lifetime.
你应该加入舞蹈社，这是会让你毕生难忘的经验。
Do you want to join the dance club?
No.
Okay, well, it's the experience of a lifetime. All right, third phrase today is bring somebody bad or good luck. Bring somebody bad or good luck.
Bring somebody bad or good luck 是片语，带给某人好运或坏运。
Wearing red clothes will bring you good luck.
穿红衣服会给你带来好运哦。
I didn't know that. Look, I'm going to have good luck today. Okay, the last word today is congratulations. Congratulations.
Congratulations, 名词恭喜的意思。
Congratulations, Charles. I heard you won the soccer game.
恭喜你 Charles, 听说你赢了足球比赛。
All right, good job, Charles. Don't go away. We got a couple more things.
Keep in mind.
Jonathan, you look like you want to say something.
Yes. Clayton, last time you borrowed $1,000 from me, can you pay me now?
Yeah, I know I need to pay you your money, but actually I can't do it today.
Why not? I need some money.
Well, because last time I went for lunch with Virginia, she paid for me. So today, I need to pay for her.
Oh, okay. 各位观众，我们这里看到哦 ，pay somebody, pay somebody。还有呢，我们也看到了 pay for somebody, pay for somebody。他们是不一样的哦。Pay somebody 是指付某人钱，而后面看到这个 pay for somebody 是为某人付钱。Can you pay for me too?
I only have $50.
只有50块，你能买什么啊？只是泡面呢。
I guess so. We won't be eating much.
See you.
So Bill, where are you taking me out for dinner?
There's a good tempura place in the night market just outside the studio.
What?You won the lottery!
Okay,
你都赢了乐透了还请我吃路边摊。
We better review today's conversation.
You are in luck.
I'm ready to get my fortune.
Anytime now.
Here they are.
What does yours say?
You will marry your true love in 1 year. But I don't even have a girlfriend.
That means you'll get one soon. Don't you like Miranda? Go ask her out.
What if she says no?
No, she won't. Just listen to the fortune cookie. This is the chance of a lifetime.
What about yours?
Sorry, I really can't say a word. It will bring me bad luck.
It's not that big a deal. Congratulations! Lucky numbers 1, 3, 9, 28, 29, 33. I see. You want to keep all the money for yourself.
No. I was going to surprise you after I win the lottery.
So, Mr. Lucky, do you want to pay for the dinner?
Review time!
All right, Virginia, for today's review time game, we're going to play a fill-in-the-blank kind of game. So I'll read you a little bit, maybe part of a sentence or a little sentence, and then you fill in the blank with a few words or phrase from today's lesson.
我们今天要玩的游戏呢是填空题的游戏。Bill 呢等一下会说一些跟今天文章内容有关的一些句子，而我呢则会把一些适当的句子呢接在后面。
Okay, the first question is, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal. 不用担心，没什么大不了的。
All That's right. Good job. Okay, the second one. You are the winner.
You are the winner. Congratulations. 你是赢家，恭喜恭喜。
That's right. That's right. Okay, and the third one. You can't miss this. It's the chance.
You can't miss this.It's the chance of a lifetime.
Good job. You got all three correct, like you always do. Don't go away. We got a couple more things for you today.
Living phrases.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
I woke up late this morning.
Aw, it's not that big a deal.It happens to everyone once in a while.
But then, I missed the bus.
It's not that big a deal.
I didn't want to be late for work, so I decided to drive. But I was in a hurry, and then I got into an accident.
Oh, it's not that big a deal. You're not hurt, thank God.
I'm fine, but the car isn't.
It's not that big a deal. We can fix it.
It's your car.
What?
Just for fun!
Our interesting animal of the day is the dolphin. Now, Angie, don't you like dolphins?
I do! They seem so friendly and cute.
Yeah, and they're also really smart animals. You know, one thing that dolphins do is they sleep with one eye open.
How do they do that?
I don't know, but I can think of why they might do it.
Why?
Well, maybe because some other animals, like sharks, want to eat them. So when they sleep, they keep one eye open to watch out for danger.
Oh, is it like how snakes keep their eyes open when they sleep?
Yeah. Can you keep your eyes open when you sleep, Angie?
No, but I have seen people sleep with their eyes open a little bit.
I wonder if they can actually see, or if their eyes are just open, but they don't see anything.
I don't think they can see anything.
I wonder if dolphins can see. That would be really useful if they could.
And dolphins seem like they're smart, like you say. They've saved swimmers from sharks.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this. Dolphins swimming around people so that the sharks won't eat them. What else can dolphins do?
Dolphins can do many tricks.I've seen them perform tricks for food in aquariums.
Oh, what kind of tricks can they do?
I've seen them jump very high and touch a ball in the air with their nose.
Wow. You know, I think dolphins are very smart. I read something else about dolphins that they do. They can use a special tool. It's a sponge that you get from the bottom of the sea.Now, a sponge in Chinese, it's called hai mian, and they put it in their mouths to protect their mouths when they eat things that could hurt their mouths. So, it's a way, kind of like we wear gloves when we are doing something that could hurt our hands.
So, dolphins are not only cute and friendly, but smart.